You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ and the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on some new movies starring LeBron James, Bugs Bunny, Nicolas Cage, and Karen Gillan. Our first movie is Space Jam, A New Legacy, the 25-year-old sequel to the 1996 box office smash, which was a favorite of mine. This sequel, however, lacks the inspiration and style of that film and becomes a lousy attempt to update the combination of the Looney Tunes and the NBA. This time, Bugs Bunny's latest co-star is LeBron James, whose son gets kidnapped by Warner Brothers' algorithm, played by Don Cheadle, who orders him to assemble a basketball team consisting of the Looney Tunes. LeBron James is a charmer who's had entertaining film roles before in Trainwreck and Smallfoot, but in Space Jam A New Legacy, he lacks the charisma of Michael Jordan. But he isn't the problem. That would happen to be Granny ripping off The Matrix, Porky Pig rapping, The Awkward Humans, and this formulaic script that recycles the original of too many updates. Now, I really admired the scene when Rick and Morty pop in to drop off the Tasmanian Devil, but the movie has to rely on all the studio's IPs to support our favorite cartoon characters. I love the Looney Tunes, the basketball player himself, and the 1996 hit, but this is still one of the year's worst films, and I hope that's all, folks. One star. Our next movie, however, is a masterpiece called Pig. Nicolas Cage stars as a truffle hunter whose beloved pig sniffs out the best truffles in the Oregon woods and gets stolen. He then enlists the help of a young man whom he does business with, played by Alex Wolff, to drive him to the hometown of Portland to find his pig. He doesn't care about the business or the truffles, but rather he loves his pig more than anything. Cage gives one of his best performances as a man convinced by the realities of this world and how he sees things that most people can't grasp. And he has some fine support and work from Wolff, whose character is more than meets the eye. Pig is an indie that doesn't settle for easy story formulas, as Roger Ebert said about Monsters Ball, but takes us deeper inside the main protagonist and his life and his convictions. This is one of the best movies of the year. Don't miss it. 4 stars. And our last movie is Gunpowder Milkshake, which stars Karen Gillan as an assassin who loves her weapons and vanilla milkshakes and finds herself dealing with the wrong crowd when she kills the son of a powerful gangster and her backstabbing boss, played by Paul Giamatti, puts her in danger. And she also has to collaborate with the daughter of the man she just killed, played by Chloe Coleman from Spy, and her abandoned mother, played by Lena Headey, who finally returns in her life. Carla Gugino, Michelle Yeoh, and Angela Bassett co-star as the assassin's mother sisterhood, who also join in the fight against the bad guys. Gunpowder Milkshake isn't always understandable, but it does have a lot of energy and taste thanks to Gillan's versatile and stylish lead and the all-star cast who nailed their roles under the guidance of director Navid Tapushadu. While moviegoers can share their debates on Black Widow, which I was mixed about as you know, streamers can find Gunpowder Milkshake on Netflix or the very few theaters it's playing at. Trust me, this is a lot of fun. 3 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.